Meow, meow, meow.
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 Meow. Can you hear me? Oh?
Yes, we can all hear you.
Meow, meow, meow.
Some cats at the table. Hello.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hello, everybody.
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm translating to my cat.
Yeah, so the cat
can
know.
Yeah, everybody needs to know.
I don't hear the translation. Oh, you're translating to the cat.
To the cat. Into cat-nese.
And to all
meow.
The...
Meow,
that's really excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay, that's done. That's already annoying me, so I'm going to let it go.
Thank you.
I kind of want to meow, but...
Really?
Yeah, no,
do it.
No.
Do it once.
Meow.
There it is. That's a good
one.
That's
more
that's
real.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was like saying M-E-O-W.
My cats are very serious, so...
Go ahead.
They're not, yeah, so...
Let's hear it.
Meow, meow.
Yeah.
Do you? How many cats do you have?
I mean, you know Ash.
You have 15 cats. That's you have the loudest, most talkative cat I've ever met in my life. Ash.
He's in a constant state of...
Just talking.
He's scared. He's scared. He's in fear.
Oh,
always.
Really?
He's just...
He's seriously talking.
Basically going, what the fuck?
Over and over.
Where am I? Where am I?
What are we
Where's
doing?
That? What is this? Life? What is this? What are we doing? What are these?
He's like, what, 25 years old too?
Yeah, he's old.
He's
My
up God.
There. He'll be sad when he goes.
How old is he?
I got him in 2000, so...
13 years. Wow.
Holy cow.
I can't believe it's 2013.
I can't either.
Yeah, we made it past 2012.
We also made it past 2000.
Oh. Yeah.
Y2K.
Yeah.
We also made it past 2001. It's barely.
Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
We also made it past 2002.
Wait, I'm sorry. I understand the significance of 2000 and 2012, but what was the significance of 2000?
One?
Two?
Or two?
There was a movie, Space Odyssey.
There was a... That's
2001. But I'm just saying, basically after 2001, any year that we make it by, I feel like we should probably clap. Can't we all agree that like the world has taken a bit of a nosedive, and so maybe there should be a little bit of a celebration when we make it
to... According to the media, I'd say that, yeah, it makes us feel as if the... World's going pretty bad. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to pull up Ryan. I'm going to introduce the show before we hit the 5-minute mark.
Oh, good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scheid Show.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
My name is Robert Scheid, and on my left I have Gregory Hoyt with me.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
And joining us this evening is the esteemed...
Illustrious.
Amazing...
Sexual.
Chad Brokaw.
I like that when I said sexual, you go,
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Hi. Welcome. And once again, Brian Gerard is not with us.
He's never coming back.
You say that like he's gone.
Yeah, like he's
well,
dead.
You know what? In
he's
the
no
last,
longer with us.
In the last episode, he left us a message. He left
from the grave.
Greg a voicemail last week.
Might be the last time we ever hear from him.
That said that he might not be coming back.
He did, so, actually.
What?
So
you left me a message.
Fell in love with...
With the place.
With, yeah, he said it's this. Amazing. He did say it was incredible.
He didn't mention anything about a girl.
No.
So I think it's actually he really just loved
That's
the place.
That's good for biz.
Yeah, because he's in a relationship.
He is in a relationship.
It's good
in
that
case
he's
he
not
found
said
out.
Anything.
I hope he
Imagine
did.
If he had said, like, I fell in love with this girl and it was on the voicemail and I was playing it on the show.
That would be
that
pretty,
didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
No, it didn't
Pretty
happen.
Awkward. No, that did not happen.
You can wink at me if it happened. Yeah, it's radio, so.
Yeah.
You just winked at him.
No, I didn't. So it's good to have you on the show. Where you been?
Yeah, man.
So how many shows have you guys done?
Like how many shows
20,
have we done?
30?
We're 160-something. We're up there. We've been 160-something episodes.
Okay.
Consecutively.
And now,
one a week.
Now. Yeah, you've asked me.
Yeah.
160-something.
Yeah, it's been like
took a minute for us to get
years.
A hold of you.
Yeah, you know, you're really hard to get in touch with.
Like, how long am I in?
When do I see you? How often do I see you?
Pretty much, like, every day or every other day. Robert, I see you every week.
Doing what? What do you see?
Yeah, I'm in an improv.
Yeah, we do improv together.
Oh, I've done some improv.
About 5 years now, probably.
Yeah.
4?
Because then we did Steve.
Why didn't you?
Oh, then
4 years.
Oh,
that's right, we did that whole group.
But we, you know, Scheid Show has only been going on for like 3 years. So
it's like nothing.
Know, it's like nothing.
The last 3 years. So it's...
Have we seen each other much?
Pretty much, yeah.
Every
week.
Week.
Sometimes, like twice a week, yeah.
Well, you've been, what have you been doing?
Here?
No, just in, like, I haven't seen you much.
Well, I've had a baby.
Oh.
Congratulations. Oh, that's wonderful.
I didn't have the baby.
What's his name? Oh.
Her name is...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's a girl.
Nice job.
That's right.
Yeah. Evan? I see you every...
Pretty much every day.
Yeah, pretty much
every day.
Didn't know that.
What is it, Evan? Evely? Evely. It's like that restaurant in Silver Lake.
Is it? Wow, that's a really
good
unique
guy.
Name.
He's a good kid.
Evely?
Good kid.
He said it's a girl.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
She.
Evely.
She has a baby vagina.
Her name is... Oh, all right.
That's awkward.
Because he's her dad, he can say
that. I clean it.
That's
he
great.
Cleans it. Amelie.
Amelie. She's Amelie. A really pretty girl.
She's beautiful.
Really cool.
She's beautiful.
She lets me hold her, too. And I do pretty well, right?
Yeah. Well, she's gotten into this stranger anxiety stuff.
Oh, really?
So if she doesn't cry, you're not a stranger. So...
Well, last time I saw her, she didn't cry, right?
No.
Yeah. That's good. That's actually a good thing to probably maintain to a degree, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm good with kids.
Don't want to be too comfortable around Greg or strangers.
No, that's true.
No, Chad, we've invited you on the show before in the past.
You just declined.
But schedules didn't work or you declined or something along those lines. But you're here, and that's all that matters.
Let's let bygones be bygones.
Declined. I decline.
I pass.
I joke.
No, thank you. No.
How long have we known each other now?
Was it 2002?
Yeah. So 11 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, it's over that it's been over a decade.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems like 10 minutes ago.
Well,
right?
Is that a compliment? That is not a compliment.
No, that's a compliment. It feels like...
Like fast.
It's gone by fast.
We've had a lot of fun.
You could also if read that. It's like, it feels like I don't even know you.
Oh, no, that's not what I mean.
You know what
I mean? But if he said, it's been forever.
Yeah, it feels like, God,
that's true.
Never end.
Yeah,
that would be worse.
That's
worse. Yeah, you're just, in general, saying time is flying.
We've had a lot of fun together. We've done a lot of shit together, you and me. We've created a lot of stuff, mostly, right?
A ton of stuff.
We've created a lot of stuff, done a lot of shows together.
Hmm.
We started a group together, and then we met you. How did we meet you, Robert?
What
did
you meet? I'm surprised, Robert. Well, I saw Robert when we were doing
Improv. That's right, and I saw him with you.
Where you
in that Carolyn Barry show?
He did a hunchback.
Yeah, that's right.
And I actually
he was wearing a yellow shirt.
He did so well, I thought Robert was a hunchback. But But I still liked him anyway.
That's right.
You wanted him in our group.
Totally wanted him.
And why didn't we do that?
Why didn't you do that?
I don't know.
I think we were like, there were too many guys or something.
We did have a lot of guys. And we had a lot of, there's some drama sometimes.
Yeah.
The group ended up dissolving at some point.
That's right.
Right.
It was a good group, though. Yeah, we ran for like 3 years.
I heard.
Two years?
Yeah, I'm terrible.
I am too. I don't know. Three-ish years. And it was really good.
Well, we're going down memory lane for everybody who's listening. And that's very nice
for
the people involved.
You know.
No, it's good. I mean, you guys have a history, a past.
Yeah. Improvocative, then Steve, right?
Yeah,
we did a
show called Steve. So yeah. You were in that one.
I was in that group, and that's when we first started working together. That's when I first met you. I remember when I first met you after that show.
Did you fall in love?
You.
Oh, really?
And you guys. Yeah, I remember that show.
Was I nice to you?
Yeah, you said nice things, and then you guys split.
What did Chad say to you?
Good job. That was about it, you know. And then
Was I wearing?
I'm honest.
You were probably focusing more on the ladies who were in the show.
Is that true?
Do you do that?
Greg. Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Greg, you, Chad. Like, I've known Greg for 11 years.
Yeah.
And,
over a decade.
So Chad, would you say that he'd be the kind of person who would do that?
No. No.
Thank you.
Ladies. Okay, Chad.
That isn't even
Chad, I want you to wink
no.
wink at me.
If there's no bleep or what are they? Bloop. Yeah. Bloop. It's not even.
No.
Wink at
the sonars.
Me if he really did. Look at girls a lot in the shows.
Look at them while doing the show? He stopped. Yeah, you would stop a scene.
Yeah,
look right at the audience.
Yeah,
and just be like,
yep.
What are you doing later?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Come on. And I'm up there doing some sort of like, I'm on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Greg, get back in the scene.
Greg, get back in the scene.
Please.
Nah.
No.
I never look at ladies.
No.
I just let ladies come over to me. That's my whole thing. I don't go up to... Have you ever seen me go up to a woman?
No.
Never.
That's not how you do it.
The person who drew this little icon on your table.
She came.
I saw that happen though.
You saw her come to me,
and it was an eye lock.
Nah,
and we've talked about this before,
about that one.
And that was an eye lock. And this is what I'm talking about. Like the looks. That's all. I'm not saying that you go up to the girl. I'm just saying there are eye locks that happen.
That's
we've already covered this in a
eye
previous
episode.
Yeah,
beginning stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
now
then you do your thing.
Yeah.
Chad,
you.
over this past decade, a lot of things have happened. You're married.
Yeah, that's right. You got married too.
I got married,
and you have a baby and and a home.
Yeah, a dog
and a dog
named Love.
Love.
We were very sentimental. We had lost a little dog, a little rescue. We were so sad. 2 days later, we went and got another.
I didn't even know about the little rescue.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah,
no, yeah. All I knew was Love.
His name was Ringo. He was just this little, like, pig-looking rat thing. And I was just
God.
A pit bull rat.
I remember mix. I met him.
Yeah, a pit rat mix. Yeah, they're very common.
Totally disgusting thing. And I was just like, what is this? Because I'm not a dog fan, or wasn't a dog fan. And
clearly, you have like 10 cats.
Right. So, cat dude.
Yeah.
So, they brought, she brought the cat, the dog, and I fell in love with them. And I became a dog fan. I don't know what, and then now
they're pretty great.
I kind of don't get cats now. I kind of look at cats and go, kind of pointless.
Cats are, they have a bunch of attitude, and you are there to serve them. That's how I feel about cats.
They are total
dicks. I look at my cats now, and I'm just like,
yeah.
They're always like that, just judging you.
a great thing I heard was that cat owners are constantly trying to, when they buy toys, they feel as if they're trying to make up something for what they've done to the cat. And
right.
You know, it's just the attitude the cat is you know, exuding that makes you feel that way, that you've done something wrong.
The cat is like me with women. The cat is not going to come to you. You have got to go to the cat.
Yep.
Like, the cat's not going to be like, hey, what's up? What are we going to do? The cat's like, oh, yeah, come on over here. And you want to rub my softener? Okay, I'll let you do it for a little bit.
But dogs are awesome.
Cats
remind me of my ex, where it was, like, I'd always done something wrong.
Wrong.
So it was always coming in with,
hey, I love you.
Yeah, and then hiss.
Yeah.
Scratch.
Yeah, exactly.
Not now. No. Your dog Love is so cool. Your dog Love's like one of my favorite dogs on the planet.
Ridiculously awesome dog.
Did we luck out?
You totally lucked out.
Went to the pound, she was like covered in her own feces. Like,
yeah, I remember
tails
that.
Cut off.
Yeah.
Shivering, looking terrible.
Yeah.
And we're like,
why do you pick those dogs? I mean, you pick the rat dog.
I know.
First,
because like Indiana Jones, you pick the fucked up cup, right? Like,
yes, because that's the one Jesus would have drunk.
So you think Jesus drank out of your dog?
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, right. That's what you do.
So and
the dog covered in fecal matter.
Yeah, was that a little bit of what you were doing there?
It was her eyes. Her eyes reminded me of Ringo.
Mm-hmm. I see.
She had these eyes. And it was definitely like, eyes of an angel.
A little love moment.
Yeah, it was like, and it's shivering in there.
But you couldn't hug the dog because it was covered in...
We played with it. I mean, it wasn't like wet feces. It was just like crusted.
Crusted.
Still bad. But we're like, well, you know, we can shower, burn these clothes, and we're fine.
Yeah.
But we played with it, and we're... And of course, we named her Love because in that sentimental place, losing the other dog.
Do you regret that? Do you ever have to, like, you know, if you're outside calling for the dog and you're calling out Love, is that like, do you feel awkward doing that ever?
There's been situations where, like, a certain person, I don't want to necessarily admit that my pit bull is
named Love.
As your voice gets deeper,
Spike. That's Love.
Love.
We were in a very sentimental.
You go into that, this story that you're telling now.
She
you're telling this story now to thousands of people, so now you can really feel bad.
Yeah.
I like the name. I've actually never occurred to me that, like.
Just curious, because this is something that I heard as well. When you name a pet, you want to choose a name that you will be okay yelling at the top of your lungs. At midnight out on the street.
Like Love isn't a bad thing to be yelling around in the world.
True.
Man,
it's unique.
Well said,
you know? But you know what I mean.
Love. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like he's saying, and that's what Chad's saying. Like
Snuggles.
Might be some guy. Yeah.
You know?
Pookie.
Oh my God, I have a neighbor that's got some ridiculous name for their dog.
Yeah, and it's just like, you hear
and
it.
And you hear them calling for Pookie.
Chicky. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So,
Love is
I'm
gonna
strangle her with her dog.
Okay,
there you go. You are a dog lover
again, Chad. You're talking to a lot of people, and it's on record. forever, so.
All right, I'll strangle her with something
a
else.
Rope. Yeah, okay, yeah. Something. Yeah. Don't say what you're going to do. Yeah.
Now,
don't say how you're going to do it.
Okay. Chad,
you won't be persecuted.
I mean, we've known you, you know, for
over
these
a
many,
decade.
Many yes. years.
These many decades.
And, you know, in that time as well, you've had the amazing fortune of becoming the face of a brand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And how did that did that change your life? I mean,
yeah.
And because I would imagine basically what you became the equivalent of like the Verizon guy, can you mm-hmm. hear me now guy.
Worked with him, like when during the transition when mm-hmm. Verizon bought Alto.
But so you were the Alltel guy,
yeah,
and you still are for now,
yeah,
right?
Until December.
Till December,
which is a long time.
And right? the interesting overall. Thing is,
yeah. I mean, overall, like
contract,
it'll be 8 years,
which is
God,
crazy.
That's incredible. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's interesting, is that the Alltel guy, his name is Chad.
Yeah,
it's you.
That's true. Yeah.
So you know the Verizon guy. Nobody knows the Verizon guy's name.
Right. It's just Verizon guy.
So is it weird that people like. Know your name and know your like. Hey, you're Chad.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Chad.
Yeah.
Then they don't believe me. That even if they looked at my ID, and, you know, this is when Alltel was everywhere when it was national. And,
yeah.
And yeah, I'd have to let people know that. Yeah. It's, you, actually, I'd be walking down the street and be like, Chad. I'd turn around and I'd do that like LA thing where you kind of like, I know you, but I'm looking at people I don't know. So I'm like,
so that's a good question. Would you, like, your reaction to them was, hey,
hey,
how you doing?
I'm
was it because you weren't sure if you knew them or because you knew they were recognizing you?
I didn't know until they started looking at me like, why is he recognizing me?
Oh, got it. Oh, my
then,
God.
Then I have to switch it.
Yeah.
I go, so how are you guys doing?
What?
Like, we love your commercials. And I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
It's Chad.
Chad.
Huh. Really? No way. Eh, it kind of goes like that.
Yeah. That's the conversation. They're like, all right, thanks.
Well, they want to take pictures and
okay.
then ask me about, you know.
I'll what, tell.
Yeah, that commercial with the dog.
And you're like.
With the wizard and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was like really kind of. About to be over with the Alltel thing. And
yeah, that seemed like it was happening multiple times.
Yeah. No, I know. It was done 3 years in.
It was
done. Or I thought it was done.
Yeah.
And then Verizon bought them.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, it's done. Then AT&T bought some remaining thing. And I was like, it's done. And then another company bought whatever was left and still kept...
How much stuff is left? Maybe there's another little piece
literally
that's
like... Yeah, what's right now? It's just six states and just like really small markets that I've had the privilege of visiting.
Okay, got it. Excellent. You are still the face of.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Okay, so it's down to that. And you are... when Verizon bought... A portion of Alltel,
mm-hmm.
was it their market that they bought and they quickly branded it and made it Verizon? They swallowed it up?
Yeah, they did it fast.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really, oh, we're going to keep the name. No,
yeah.
they made it Verizon.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
They don't like Alltel. They
got it.
Still don't. And it's like, it's, you know, it's like crazy. There's like a lot of bad blood. And that I can't. I'll talk to you after December.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, because the commercials at the beginning were like pitting all the companies against each other, which was what was good about the
right.
commercials.
That's true.
Smart.
There
so
were four characters.
It wasn't like there was a loving feeling. Part of their ad campaign was to be like, take the piss out of all the big companies.
Well, very early on, I auditioned for one of the roles of the guys. I don't know if it was the T-Mobile guy.
No
or
way.
The, yeah,
was it
I auditioned.
The guy that got like the yellow?
I don't know. It was all new.
Oh, it was before. Oh, okay.
It was
just
the
starting?
Guys getting captured in the van, I think, or something like that. It was
right
in the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
And I remember going in and being like, oh my God, this is Chad's role, you know, or Chad is the person that is reading these other lines. And I looked at the script and that was the first time I saw, holy crap, his name is actually Chad. This is how early
audition.
On it was.
Did we know each other? No, I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah, I think we knew each other because if this was 8 years ago, I've known you for that long.
Yeah, right.
So. Yeah, so we knew each other.
Have you?
But I told you, I feel like I told you about this like afterwards. Yeah, I knew you before you...
See, not,
got the alto fan.
Nothing against the guys that did them. They were great and yeah. stuff, but you've been perfect for that. Yeah. That would have been a phone call, and then we could have been doing all those together.
Well, thanks.
Good to know.
Pick up the phone next time.
Yeah. Well, always. I feel like I told you about it at some point.
After.
Because I know that Michael... No, Michael didn't call up for that as well. Somebody else went up for that, I thought.
Michael
that I knew.
Michael.
Michael Silva.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
He went up for something with that.
Yeah, he'd been good for that, too.
Anyway, that's the
past.
It is. It is the past. But anyway, I thought it was kind of funny seeing it at that, you know, from that other side. Like, yeah, I know this
guy.
You see, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that was just some random audition, right? You told me that it was, like, just one audition. And
I called and actually said, I think I'm going to be late. Or I think I'm going to miss this. And they're like, we'll try to make it. And I was like, okay. So it was after the call. It was late. It was like 6 o'clock at night, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna totally miss this. And I just go anyway. So I go and I walk in. I'm the last person they see, and it was just a regular commercial, not like for.
How did it feel?
Great. Like it was really cool. It was something about like thinking I was not gonna do like audition for it.
Yeah.
Kind of freed me up in a way. It was just kind of like, oh, what the hell? I don't even know what it is.
The last thing I booked was something I didn't want. And I booked two things at the same time. I mean, it was just like, wow, you know, this would really suck if I booked this because I have so many conflicts in my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was going into it feeling that way that also freed me up.
Yeah. It's trying to generate that stuff, that feeling anyways.
Yeah.
That's the trick. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Another thing that helps is having a baby. If you want to have a baby, that kind of frees you up in a way. I've heard from young dads before I had a baby that that's what would happen. It does. It's something about it takes the piss out of everything.
And really? Kind
of, like, it's like anything can happen and it'll be okay as long as my baby doesn't die.
Right.
Like, oh, I
changes
got a flat
your perspective.
Tire or whatever.
And my baby's alive.
Meditation's help with that too. Yeah. But it's like really having a baby just kind of makes, it's like everything is totally awesome as long as she's alive.
You started meditating recently too. Like last year?
August.
Yeah.
Wow.
How's that been?
It's been transformation.
Yeah. We do the same technique. Now, Chad, I talked to Chad a lot about it when I had started doing it, right?
Yeah.
And then you did it.
Bob Peterson.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you did it.
Yeah.
And despite all your rave reviews, I didn't do it forever.
Yeah.
And
same with me with Bob. I was like, yeah, good.
Yeah, enjoy, whatever, Bob.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Oh, that works for you.
Yeah.
I mean, different things for different people, but I'm so glad I did it.
Yeah, me too.
It's been the best thing ever.
Me too.
That's awesome.
Twice a day, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You can do anything for 20 minutes.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something we can do before we finish up our 20 minutes. There's something we want
to
do right now.
To call Brian.
Yeah, let's call him. You want to talk to Brian?
Yeah.
Brian is in...
He's in South Africa.
South Africa.
That's Brian.
Chasing sharks. And so we're going to call him up and... I don't even know what time it is there.
I don't care what time it is.
You don't care?
We're just going to wake him up.
If
it's on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Let's see. He might not answer. This is like the Gmail phone number.
Nice. Which is free.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. It is pretty crazy.
It might change things.
I wonder if he's going to answer.
Does it go to an answering service?
I don't know.
If it doesn't pick up?
I don't know.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Gerard.
Hello, Gerard.
Hello, Gerard.
What? Who's this?
This is Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt and Chad Brokaw. You are on the Scheid Show.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. What's wrong with you? Are you awake?
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, man.
Where are you?
That's
are you down the street?
That's a good time to get up.
Wake up, bitch.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Come on.
No. I'm still in Africa.
You're still in Africa?
Yes. Have you caught any sharks yet?
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to catch any sharks to begin with.
Oh.
Tell us a story. Just go ahead and tell us a story right now. Whatever first comes to your mind.
Is I'm working 18 hours a day, and today I get to not go to set till later in the morning, and now I've been lumber.
That would be us doing
that's
that.
That's the first story that comes to mind. Let me tell you a quick story, Robert. I talked to Gregory not too long ago. And by not too long ago, I mean probably earlier today. And I said, don't call.
True. But I told you that I wasn't going to respect your wishes.
Yeah, he didn't tell me that part.
Thank you guys for calling me. How's
South Africa?
It's amazing. It's an amazing place. Beautiful. Beautiful, amazing place. Magical. Mysterious.
Do you hear are the lions singing at night?
Yeah. I get why they make huge blockbuster musicals based on this land.
Hey, we got Chad Brokaw on the show for the first time in a couple episodes.
Yeah.
167.
Chad, welcome to the program.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad it took us 198 episodes to get you on there.
Yeah.
Took a little while.
We were saying we don't ever see Chad, so it's hard to get him over here.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen him much lately.
How often do you see Chad, Brian?
On average, like on a weekly or monthly basis?
Yeah.
I think if I were to say a weekly basis, it's probably 0.4.
Mm-hmm. 0.4. And what about now that you're in Africa? How often do you see Chad?
Now that I'm in Africa, I see Chad like twice a week.
Yes, perfect.
Excellent. That's fair. Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you moving a couch around your apartment?
Is that a lion?
Go to sleep, Gerard.
Go to sleep.
Don't move around a couch.
That's terrible. It's terrible. I'm hanging out. I'm going back to bed.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, will you give us a quick description of the last dream that you can remember having?
The last dream I remember having?
Yeah.
I don't have dreams.
Okay, well, at least, Brian, could you take us out? This is the end of the show.
Oh, we're at the end of it, huh?
Yeah, this is it. You really brought it home with a fucking bang.
Yep. Built it up for us.
Really rang the bell for a huge.
Yeah.
Are you drunk, Gerard?
Are you drunk?
Are you intoxicated?
Huh?
Yep, that's a yes. All right, take us out.
Thank you, Chad Brokaw, for joining us.
Yeah.
Robert Shide and Gregory Hoyt. I'm Brian Gerard.
We're
the Shites. Yay! Boo. And I am